It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does it bother me that I wasn't invited to Michael's dinner party?
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
I just have to do that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got the final buzz of the afternoon here. Want to mention that on Monday's show, we are going to be updating you on our Buzz Babe situation.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a little tip. A tip, so to speak.
I get it.
It's going very well.
Yeah.
I also will tell you about my trip back to the college campus. I'm going to be hobnobbing with the frat boys and sorority girls.
What course are you teaching?
Sexuality.
Sex course.
And we'll begin our preparations for Beth Ann's eventual intercourse. I just made that up.
It's about time.
That's what we're going to be doing on the big show. Should be a lot of fun. Without further ado, let's get to the final buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Burbank, who's standing by.
So it's the 16th of May, and you're asking yourself, hey, where's my tax rebate?
Yeah.
The IRS says that if you filed by April 15th and you chose direct deposit, it may show up in your account today or may have.
May.
Unless.
And the check's in the mail.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. what this is about.
And I won't. In your mouth.
According to the IRS's Carrie Resch.
Happy Friday.
There could be a further delay if there are strings attached.
One other reason that people may not get a direct deposit payment when they're expecting it is that if you had any sort of financial arrangement attached to your 2007 tax return, we aren't able to issue direct deposit stimulus payments for those. And so those would be a paper check.
And speaking of paper checks, they will keep arriving in mailboxes through July 11th.
Hey, bulletin, everybody. We're not free. Sorry, I just had to say that. We're really not free. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, we're not. We pay people. They come and take money from us.
Right.
They say they're going to give it back to us. They, mm-hmm. they don't on time.
Let me tell you what I learned from a little singing group called Up With People.
Yes, when you were touring with them?
That's Freedom.
The band director.
Freedom isn't free. Thank you and good night.
Okay, thanks. Up With People. Bite me.
Let me all tell right. you about this crazy mixed up country that we live in.
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
I wouldn't choose another one, not for all the money in the world.
Well, you know what? I think I can trump you on that. You know why?
Why?
Because I've got this music.
Damn it.
I love this country. And although I put this country down occasionally, much like some of the great leaders have in the past, mm-hmm. you put it down to build it back up again.
That's right.
But at my core, at the core of my being, mm-hmm. I bleed red, white, and blue. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. That's not necessary. No, it's really.
Yes,
no, hey, come on. No, not necessary.
No, come on. Everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael Mara.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Truly appreciate that.
And
I really do.
Speaking of your tax dollars.
Yes, in this business of show.
The House has voted down the president's latest spending bill for the war in Iraq.
Oh, okay.
This emergency spending bill, as the White House puts it, would have shipped another $162 billion over there.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight. And good luck.
My man.
Naturally, it took Republicans as well as Democrats to stop this funding. 130 Republicans simply voted present this time.
Present!
And Democrats have passed a bill that also sets timelines for the withdrawal of our troops.
Yo.
President Bush set off a political storm on purpose yesterday.
George.
There it is. One leading Democratic senator called the president's remarks BS, only he was so angry he used the whole word.
Appeasement.
Mm-hmm, that's the word. In a go-for-the-jugular swipe at Barack Obama, Bush invoked the word that always gets him going, Nazi.
As Nazi,
enjoy.
As Nazi tanks crossed into Poland in 1939, an American senator declared, Lord, if I could only have talked to Hitler, all this might have been avoided. We have an obligation to call this what it is. The false comfort of appeasement.
That was especially effective since Bush was speaking at the time to the Israeli parliament on the country's 60th anniversary.
I will tell you, I made kind of a big deal about the fact that we're making too much about this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that he actually mentioned the whole Hitler thing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see. I only heard the appeasement clip.
Right.
Man, oh, man, he went all the way with it.
He did.
He went all day with LF him.
Do you gents want to take a moment to hear Biden say what he said?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is malarkey. This is outrageous.
I shouldn't have used that word. I came off the elevator and I was confronted with what had happened and I responded. I should have just said malarkey, but
I you know like what? The word he used.
And kids, if you're doing this at home, always follow your BS with malarkey.
Yes.
It softens the blow a little bit.
And it's contemporary. It's what all the kids say.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
The president accused Obama of wanting to negotiate with terrorists as if he'll somehow change their minds. Obama says Bush knows he's never said any such thing. Even Hillary Clinton, remember her? Mm-hmm. She called it outrageous as well.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
Right guy.
Now, John McCain, of course, was all over this, just as President Bush had hoped.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Right on.
McCain says Obama's willingness to meet with the president of Iran, which is what Obama actually said, shows that he's just not old enough to be president.
It is a serious error on the part of Senator Obama. It shows naivete and inexperience and lack of judgment.
Yes, when John McCain was younger, he thought more like Obama. There's proof of that in an interview he did with Sky News 2 years ago when McCain expressed a willingness to negotiate with the terrorist group Hamas. True story. Quoting McCain back then, they're the government. Sooner or later, we're going to have to deal with them one way or another.
You're distorting me.
No,
Johnny
this is,
boy.
These are
your
precise
you're
words,
distorting,
sir.
He's distorting me.
Those
but
are your words.
You said it, and you
no,
said it to
I
that guy.
No, I didn't say anything of the kind. You take words.
You didn't say it?
You put them into a cocktail shaker, and you shake them all and stir them, and then you spew them out with your left-wing poppycock propaganda crap.
How's your C-word wife?
Matt, you know what? I'll tell you, I was just going to stab him in the feet.
No, no.
But now I'll make my way back in here with a penknife and stab both of you in your toes.
Oh, that's bad.
Bastards.
Stay off your lawn.
Wow.
It's a dream come true for wedding planners in California now that the state Supreme Court has okayed gay marriage.
I am a gay American.
Hello, gorgeous!
Here she comes!
In San Francisco, the mayor applauded the court's ruling. Resident Jean Rizzo and her partner of 19 years are overjoyed.
This is just such a joyful, joyful day that our government finally recognizes that our family really matters.
They are one of the 14 gay couples who sued the state over the law pushed by voters that
sounds like an old
gay
lesbian.
Marriage. She's been with her partner 19 years.
A bit of an old lesbian. Something distinguished about an old lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And something distinguished about an old queen.
Something sad about an old queen.
That's right, Rob.
Yes, a farty old queen.
That's right. I've met a couple.
Yes, there are a couple in this studio right now. What Broadway show are you going to, you farty old queen?
Rizzo.
Now, these gay couples in California argued, and the court agreed, that the law is unconstitutional. The forces that oppose gay marriage say, okay, let's change the Constitution.
Buzz, I don't have a piece of audio. Is this Prentice?
Yes, Prentice too.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Did you say they argued?
Argument that Wednesday.
That doesn't in any way hinder us from moving forward with what we know to be the people's will, and that is to protect marriage as only between a man and a woman.
You know, when Rob has a bit of a delay getting the sound effect on, I'm always going to play this.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
That works for me.
I remember when Buzz recorded saying that.
Hey, are we going to get that new jingle that we were talking about this morning?
I've actually been in contact with Jam Creative Productions in Dallas, and they're finding out which package it is.
Oh, good. Oh, we got some cool new jingles we're going to get for the show.
Yeah. I love that.
Jingles like from the 70s. It's going to be awesome.
And wouldn't it be fun if we all got new things?
Oh, I'd love that.
So.
That would be great.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Mom. And, you know, the company hasn't demonstrated any unwillingness to spend money.
On anything ever.
A flight attendant. You're going to love this one. I know.
Shut
you're gonna-
the hell up.
Hey, excuse me, Michael Hughes.
A flight attendant, angry about his assignment,
his.
Set fire to a plane that was carrying passengers at the time. I love your face when I tell you stories
in the
like
air?
This.
Well, you love it when you know I'm flying tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Buzz obviously forgot that.
In the air?
Yes, while in flight. Well, good news, he won't be working your flight tomorrow or any other flights for that matter.
Oh, thanks. I feel better now.
But here's your perfect storm. The flight attendant is a 19-year-old guy. The flight...
Hello, gorgeous.
The flight was from Minneapolis to... Saskatchewan.
Who has a lighter?
That's a pretty long trek, right?
And it was a small plane on a regional airline.
Or is it a long? No, it's a short trek.
Not that far.
Saskatchewan's not that far from that's a part of Canada.
Mm-hmm. I need kindling.
I'm going to do something with matches. I am so angry.
Ader Rojas.
Ader Rojas.
That's the guy's name.
Ader?
Ader, E-D-E-R. No, probably
Ader,
not.
I hardly knew her.
He waited till the plane was in the air and then set fire to the bathroom because he didn't want to work that day.
Let's go, ladies. It's go time.
Ader Rojas. They're really, their standards are really high now, aren't they?
He's 19.
Man, I tell you, you can't get good flight attendants. You can't get good movie reviewers.
Ader Dustin.
Hey, Beth Ann. Bethann, would you come in here for a minute? Because my guilt.
We're
go
at
ahead.
A dramatic point in the story.
Go ahead, yes.
At this point, smoke filled the cabin.
Wow.
The passengers and the rest of the crew started freaking out. the pilots were forced to make an emergency landing in Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Hey, dear. Oh, the Fargo.
Oh, Rojas, flight attendants.
Rojas has been fired and taken into custody by the FBI, held without bail. He's facing up to 20 years in
prison.
Yeah,
good. Put him in jail for 20 years, son of a bitch.
Now, if this happened in a movie or TV show, I'd watch it.
If this happened in a movie or TV show, they would have thrown him out of the plane.
If it happened in a movie or TV show, it would be on Logo.
Yeah. Beth Ann, have you ever reached the movie guy?
Yeah.
What's up?
How are things?
He was a little hurt.
We didn't mean to hurt him.
I know, and I told him that.
Yeah. But the whole, like, gay, out A,
you know,
I don't think that was it.
He just said it didn't go as he thought it would go, as he expected it to go.
What are you being all remorseful for now?
I'm not being remorseful. I just explained, and
So everything's fine then?
Yeah.
I was just concerned that we had outed him.
We said we thought he was very nice. We enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah, no, I know, and I told him that.
Yeah.
No, it was fine.
It's fine.
Fine.
Fine. Well, fine.
I was just curious about that whole other thing, not whether his feelings were hurt.
And I'll probably see him when Katie and I are doing things.
Oh, good. How so? Because you'll go to the same screenings?
Right.
Give him my best.
She's going to be plugged into the DC film-going community.
CK is laying odds you'll never be able to make it to the movies with your schedule, the way you do things.
Well, we'll just have to fit it into my schedule.
Yeah, I think you've got time.
Yeah, as long as Katie drives.
That's right. And then
she
you can
a good driver?
Sure.
Okay.
She can start partying with Desson Howe and Rita Kempley.
You'll have time on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like you're doing it all the time. Didn't get a guess for Monday. All right.
Working on it.
Oh, here's your Friday tease. Yes. Here's your Friday tease. The flatulence that cost $10,000 when we continue.
Oh, I like that. Very good. And before we do that, Rob, get a caller right now. Caller 100 at 877-365-3636. The 100th caller gets tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw at the Verizon Center July 28th, featuring Triple H, John Cena, Randy Orton, and more. Get your tickets at the Verizon Center box office or Ticketmaster. Plus 25 cents. Caller number 100 right now, 877-365-3636. We'll be back with the final buzz right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.